Okay, again.
Good morning, everyone, again. I forgot to say it. Thank you.
Jenny dit que nous tout gantons pas les Creole, nous avons échangé.
So Jenny said that you guys already speak Creole, so I'm just gonna sit and you can listen. So last time we promised 2 hours, we were a little short, so we're gonna try to make up for that.
Avant même de commencer matin.
Before I start this morning, I'd like to ask each of you a question.
Combien qui songe premier bobo yo lè ou te jen ti moun ou belè ou te l'école premier ti ménage yo?
How many of you remember your first kiss or your first date or your first little high school sweetheart? There you go. Thank you.
Nou tout songe ça, va
vrai? Everybody remember that? Okay.
Yes. Pi gwo problème gaje ka songe dat mwen menm.
So my biggest problem with Jenny, my wife, is that I can't remember dates.
So she's always asking me, like, do you remember that day, that day? I'm like, what day was it again? N'abrale na Apocalypse de.
So if you turn to me to Revelation 2.
N'abli verset premier à 7.
We're going to read verses 1 through 7.
Et chapitre 3.
And then eventually we'll go to chapter 3.
Men n'ap kite des chapitres pour nous-mêmes pour nous les la caille nous encore pour nous réviser.
I'm going to leave you guys to reading the two chapters at home this afternoon. I'm just going to hit a couple of verses.
Okay. Dans verset premier, m'a pli verset premier c'est là pour aller en anglais.
Okay. You're going to read them in Creole or
Yeah. Okay. Li dit écrit à l'ange de l'église d'Éphèse.
To the angel of the church of Ephesus, right?
Voici ce que dit celui qui tient les sept étoiles dans sa main droite.
These things he says, who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
Je connais tes œuvres.
I know your works.
Travail.
Your labor.
Persévérance.
Your patience.
Moi connais ou pas supporter méchants.
And that you cannot bear those who are evil.
Ou éprouver ça qui dit aux apôtres qu'ils sont pas apôtres vrais.
You have tested those who say they are apostles and they are not.
Mais ils ont menti.
You have found them liars.
Mais vous avez persévérance pour souffrir à cause de moi.
And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
Et vous n'avez jamais fatigué.
And have not become weary. Sorry, I got ahead of you.
Mais ça m'a contre vous même.
Nevertheless, I have this against you.
Mettez accent sur verset 4.
So he went. We want you to remember verse 4. Nevertheless, I have this against you.
C'est que oublié pratiquer premier amour.
That you have left your first love.
Songez m'a vini.
Remember therefore.
M'a retiré chandelier ça dans place li.
From where you have fallen, repent and do the first works.
À moins que vous pas repenti.
Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
N'a pas les verset 7 là.
And then verse 7.
Mettez accent sur ça tout.
So he wants you to remember verse 7 as well.
Ça qui gen zore pou tande, tande, ça le bon Dieu dit à l'église li.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
À moun ki vinke ya.
To him who overcomes.
Ma pral bali, manje, pi bo la vi ya.
I will give to eat from the tree of life.
Et la nan paradis ensemble avec bon Dieu.
Which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Si nous lis tout le chapitre 2 avec chapitre 3.
If you read the rest of chapter 2 and chapter 3.
N'abwa lwa kote Jean mette accent ou ben nan la li mette accent sou tout sa de kalite ke l'Eglise yo genyen.
So these two verses talk about the different kalite, characteristics of each church.
Par exemple, gen l'Eglise di yo te reme servi moun.
For example, there were churches that love to serve people. There were churches that love to suffer with people in the sense that they like to walk alongside of them regardless of what they were walking through. There were churches that were convicted to make sure that they kept the true gospel that God that Jesus had preached when he was walking on earth.
Et gen l'église tout qui part branlé dans épreuve qui te gen pour venir tout. Et branlé comme si qui part paix épreuve qui t'a venir.
Okay. And there were churches that weren't worried about what was to come, the future and what was coming.
Parce que yo connaît Christ averti yo sa gen pou vini.
Because they knew that God had already warned them for what about what was going to be coming.
Okay. Men kon sa tou gen l'eglise Jean mentionné problème ke bon Dieu te gen ansanm avèk yo.
But there were also other churches God talked about the problems that he had with them.
So n'ap kite sa yo pou li nan chapitre 2 avec chapitre 3.
So to not keep you here for 2 hours, we're going to let you read those at home. you're welcome.
Men nan menm chapitre 2 a 3.
In chapter 2 and 3.
Gen promesse bon Dieu te fè tout l'église sa yo tou.
There are promises that God gave to each of those churches.
Par exemple, yon nan l'église yo.
One of the churches.
Li di ma fò manje nan pye bwa la vi ya.
He said I'm going to allow you to eat in the tree of life from the
Ma ba ou yon deuxième vie, c'est-à-dire yon résurrection.
I will give you a second life.
Et ma pe kri non sou wash ou ben nan liv kay papa mwen nan siel la.
And I will write your name in the book of life.
Et wap gen dwa pou chita a dwat mwen tou.
And you'll have the honor of sitting on my right side.
Tout sa yo se on se de promes et bon Dieu te fè avec l'église yo nan let la.
Each of these are different promises that God made to the churches in these two chapters.
Now, si nou sonje m te mande nou eske nou sonje
Now, if you remember, I asked my wife to translate a very awkward question earlier, which was, do you remember your first kiss? Do you remember your first high school sweetheart?
Now, est-ce qu'on songe première fois que tu t'es rencontré avant?
Now, the question is, do you remember the first time you met Jesus?
Actually, on pas te rencontrer Jésus, Jésus t'est rencontré, non?
Actually, it wasn't that we went and found Jesus, it was that he was with us always and he came to find us.
Parce que avant nous tous devenir chrétiens,
before we all became Christians,
m'doute que nous te gain intérêt nan chercher Jésus.
Chances are we didn't necessarily have a plan to find Jesus before we knew him.
Example Paul.
Example Paul.
Li pa tap chercher Jésus lèl te sou route Damas.
He wasn't looking for Jesus when he was on the road to Damascus.
Mais Jésus kon kote l dawa jwenn ansanm avèl.
Jesus already knew that he was going to find Paul.
Et dit Jésus dit si m pa tire nou vè pa tire nou pa mwen.
Jesus said if I don't bring you to God,
okay,
then you won't be able to find him.
C'est Jésus qui a attiré nous à sa bon Dieu à faire.
Yeah, so it's all Jesus who brings us to know and love and serve God. If you remember the first time that you met Jesus, when you read chapter 2 and 3, So when you read these two chapters, think about which church you would like to be, which church that God is speaking to. Yes, so individually, as you read this, just kind of look over it and think about which church would you like to be that God is speaking to in these two chapters.
And then
as a union, as a church, what church do we want to be to what which letter that Jesus, that God wrote what do we want to be receiving
now est-ce que nous tant pour l'église sommes là est-ce que nous songe premier l'amour non
so as a church do we remember the first time that the Lord really started working the first time that we felt the presence of God
premier fois l'église a commencé
from the first time that the church was established the fire that we had for God he's not saying that the fire is gone.
Mais c'est songer te fait nous bon.
But it's always important to remember the times that we felt the most on fire for God.
Toujours songer pour retourner dans même l'amour ça te gain au commencement.
Although it's hard, it's always important for us to remember the first time that we met Jesus, the first time that we really felt him close to us, to keep that close to our hearts. Each person.
L'église.
And then also as a union, as the church.
Posez tête aux questions.
Ask yourself.
Si Jésus tape kon let voye ba ou.
If Jesus were to write a letter to you today.
Ki sa l'tap di nan let la?
What would it say in the letter?
Ki sa l'tap di kom bagay positif?
What would it say as encouraging thing?
Et bagay negatif.
And then what negatif?
Et ki sa l'tap di pou travay sou li tou?
And then what things would he say that we need to work on in our lives?
Nou tout la nou poko parfait.
None of us are perfect.
Gen bagay nou ka bezwen travay sou yo toujou.
There are definitely things that we all need to work on in our personal lives.
Et pose tete question tout lò chapit yo.
Okay, and ask yourself as you're reading these two chapters this afternoon.
Ki l'eglize ou ye exactement pansou ye konye la?
Which church do you feel that you are?
Question pas fin seulement focus sous l'église ou pensoyé.
So the question isn't necessarily what church do you feel that you are.
C'est qui ça Jésus a fait à travers pour venir l'église.
What is Jesus doing through you to become the church that that he wants you to be?
Quatre bagages moi penser qui capable aider ou recouvrir en tant que l'église jodi.
Four things that I wrote down that I feel like might help us to become the people that God has called us to be. The first thing is we need to listen.
Spiritual pour capable tendre. Nous toutes des oreilles naturelles.
We all have natural ears. But we need to have a spiritual ear as well so that we can hear whenever God is speaking to us directly.
Quand il a écouté,
when you listen,
ou besoin obéir.
Always need to be sure to obey.
Parce que obéir vient ensemble avec écouter.
Obedience comes after listening.
Parce que ou pas qu'à obéir sous pas écouter.
We can't obey if we don't know what we're obeying, if we're not listening.
Oh, si nous par contre qui ça n'a fait ou qui ça nous doit obéir.
Okay, yes. Yes, so we need to know what we are obeying. And then the next step is to take action. You can listen. You can obey. But maybe you aren't taking the action that he's asking you to. So sometimes we hear God speak to us and we know what we need to do, what we know that we need to obey, but maybe it's taking us outside of our comfort zone to do the action that he is asking us to do. In Revelations 2 and 3, the letters that were written for the churches, Jesus said, I know that you know the sufferings that are going to come to you. But don't be scared. Paul stood and said, the sufferings that we have today can never compare to the glory that is to come.
Nous tout souvent dans l'église dit nous pral dans ciel, si on belle route qui plein l'eau, etc.
A lot of times we focus on the beautiful things that are going to be in heaven, the streets of gold and different things like that. Those are the little things that our brains can comprehend.
Now, just penser à bagaille ou pas qu'à imaginer, bah ou pas qu'à même comprendre vraiment vrai pour le passé.
But we need to understand that there are things that are coming for us as Christians that we will never be able to understand.
Ouais, j'ai au gros comparé à tout ça nous qu'à comprendre.
The things that we could never understand are bigger than we could ever understand.
Yes. Mais maintenant, on focus sur plus gros bagages nous pas qu'à comprendre.
So I'm encouraging you to focus on the things that are coming that we could that you can't even imagine.
Paul campé dans 2 Timothée 4:7 là.
In 2 Timothy 4:7. Francis said that he's trying to keep it short. He just has a lot he wants to share. Do you need to read 4:7?
Dans même chapitre 2 avec chapitre 3 dans Apocalypse là.
In Revelation 2 and 3.
Dans fin chaque lettre que Jean t'a.
At the end of each chapter or the end of each letter that was written to each church.
Moi content ça le mentionner dans fin lettre.
I'm grateful for the things that he mentioned at the end of each letter.
À moun qui I'm trying to remember how to say that in Creole. Because I only can say it in French.
Oh, in French, okay. So the victors, the people that that will see the victory,
ça, ou bral recevoir.
What are we going to receive?
Même ça, ou bral recevoir,
even the things that the Bible says we're going to receive.
Son ti kalide kon sa ba nou.
It's just a little glimpse of what is coming for us.
I'm not gonna pay her that much money again to translate. Just kidding, she's done a good job.
So in Revelation it talks about how God is going to give us each a crown. At the end of each letter. Okay, the people that are victors. What are you going to receive? 2 Timothy 4:7.
On verset 6 là avant.
Okay, we're going to read verse 6 first.
Paul dit que, car pour moi, je sais déjà des libations, et le moment de mon départ est approché.
Okay. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
J'ai combattu le bon combat.
I have fought the good fight.
J'ai achevé la course.
I have finished the race.
J'ai gardé la foi.
I have kept the faith. Okay, I have fought the good fight. If you take Second Timothy and compare it to what God was Jesus was saying in the letters in Revelation.
Positive, negative, ak sak dwe fè.
He was mentioning things that are positive, negative, and things that are coming.
Men tou a sa ka vini.
But also the things that are in the future.
Paul
said the same thing in 2 Timothy.
Li mentionne bagay li te goumen sou yo. Bagay li te goum, li te épreuve li te passe yo.
Okay. He mentions the things that he walked through.
Souffrance yo.
All of the sufferings.
Calamité yo.
All of the calamities.
Mentionné tout le temps goumen dit en pile pour rester fidèle dans bon Dieu.
He mentioned that he fought very hard to stay faithful.
Et il mentionné te garder la foi.
And he mentioned that he was always looking at his faith.
Parce que on doit goumen mais faut goumen avec la foi et espérance.
Sometimes in life we're fighting but we need to be sure to fight with hope and faith.
Okay, li di, j'ai combattu le bon combat.
So verse 7 again, I have fought the good fight.
J'ai achevé la course.
I have finished the race.
J'ai gardé la foi.
I have kept the faith.
Désormais. Maintenant.
Okay.
Kounia.
Okay, now.
couronne justice là réservé à moi-même.
Are we reading verse 8?
Yeah,
okay.
Verse 8.
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. There's this a stage that we get to in our life with Jesus. The things that God has saved for you. We might feel like we have arrived, that we're receiving those the blessings that he has for us. You can sit back and cross your legs.
And we'll do, okay,
and just hang out and say, okay, I'm going to wait to see what blessings the Lord is going to send my way.
Do
you know why you can say that?
Parce que verset 7 là.
Because verse 7, you were faithful in what Paul said in verse 7. You fought the good fight. You finished the race. And you kept the faith. Now you can say, okay. The crown of righteousness is reserved for me.
Yon couronne, c'est pas un bagay qui sont jouet comme ça.
A crown isn't a game. It's something very serious.
Ou ka wè bagay sa bien loin parce que it's so shiny.
Yes, yes. So the crowns, you can see them very far away because they're so beautiful, so shiny.
Non seulement on moun ka wè couronne jen.
Not only can someone see someone else's crown very far away, but they can see yours far away as well. That's why Paul said, not only is the crown of righteousness reserved for me,
Mais à tout l'autre monde ni connaît qui t'a boumé tout.
But it's reserved for everyone who was fighting with faith through their life.
Et à tout monde qui pral renmer ça Christ pral faire dans vie.
And those who are going to find Jesus and continue to be faithful in their life with him.
J'aime te dire au commencement du premier amour.
The way that when I asked you the first question about our first love.
Matin m'a quitté à question ça.
This morning I'm going to leave you with that question. What do we need to do in each of our lives to stoke that fire that God had inside of us the first time that we met him? A lot of times all we can see is our current situation, the things that we're going through right now. And a lot of times when we're in those situations, we forget the ways that God was faithful in the past.
Et nous plus focus n'a dit bon Dieu mais gros c'est problème non bon Dieu gros son problème.
A lot of times when we're speaking to God, we only focus on the things that we're in and we say, God, look at this huge problem that I'm in.
But n'oubliez pas nous dit problème non mais gros c'est bon Dieu nous en.
Sometimes we forget to say to the problems, look how great our God is. Look at the things that he has helped us through in the past.
Dans semaine ça.
This week.
Gagnon jour, les nous à la chef fenêtre. Yeah, jeudi passé.
So this past Thursday.
Moi-même avec Jenny passons bon journée.
Jenny and I had a great day. We were so encouraged.
Et nous chita dans machine nan nan parler.
We were sitting in the car and we were talking on the way home.
Nous dit, quelquefois nous est grand pile, oui.
Sometimes we said, sometimes we're very ungrateful.
Gardon belle journée bon Dieu fait nous passer.
Look at this beautiful day that the Lord blessed us.
Et souvent nous focus nan jour avant nous pas bien passer un bon jour.
A lot of times all we do is we focus on the bad days.
Bon Dieu dit, ou certain que ça dit, c'est vrai?
It's almost like God told us, are you sure what you're saying is true?
Et non vendredi?
Because on Friday morning,
nous passons mauvaise journée.
We were so discouraged.
Kounya,
now,
samedi dit nan jeudi,
what I said on Thursday to Jenny,
m'te besoin appliquer le non vendredi.
I needed to remember that on Friday when I was discouraged.
Et kounya m'a dit tête moi.
And now I'm telling myself,
m'besoin veiller ça m'a dit.
I need to watch what I'm saying.
Parce que bon Dieu éprouve nous chaque jour.
So God is faithful to us every single day.
Bon Dieu connaît la vie ta difficile sur la terre.
He knew that this life was going to be hard.
Même pour Jésus la vie était difficile.
Life was hard for Jesus.
Et Jésus te by exemple comment pour nous vivre à travers la vie difficile.
All through the New Testament, Jesus gave us examples of how we walk through difficult things in life.
Mais ça m'apprécie dans Jean-Christ a pensé.
One of the things that I appreciate the most in the ways that Jesus taught when he was here on earth was that if we stay faithful, if we fight the good fight, you stay faithful, do we remember what is reserved for us as Christians? Can anyone tell us?
Does anyone remember? What the last verse says?
In verse 8, the crown of righteousness. The crown of righteousness.
En couronne. On y a pensé de couronne.
So now think of the crown.
Qui j'en nous tout à belle avec couronne nous dans tête.
You guys would be so beautiful with crowns on your head.
Moi, je pense à me faire marcher.
This is how you're going to walk.
La foi pas facile.
Being faithful is not easy.
Goumé pas facile.
Fighting the good fight is not easy.
Rester fidèle pas facile.
Staying faithful is not easy.
Même content et pas nous qui goumé pour compte non.
But I'm so thankful that it's not us fighting by ourselves.
Mais ça goumé avec non.
But that the Holy Spirit is with us.
C'est ça.
The only thing we need to do.
Nous besoin écouter. Nous besoin agir. Nous besoin obéir.
To obey.
Et puis garder la foi.
And keep the faith.
Et puis bon Dieu a fait reste là.
God will do the rest. We just stay faithful.
Pas oublier premier l'amour.
Don't forget your first love, the first time you met Jesus.
Pas oublier ça bon Dieu dit pour travailler sur lui.
Don't forget the things that God is asking you to do.
Parce que au dernier jour,
because on the last day,
ou après recevoir une couronne de vie.
You're going to receive a crown of righteousness.
Merci en peu.
Thank you very much.
God
bless you. And have a great day. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fonzie asked us this morning to remember. What do you need to do to remember your first love? And then in that song, this line says, before you even ask, my answer will be yes, because I love you. What are we really willing to do out of our love? We know what Jesus was willing to do out of his love for us and out of God's great love for us. He was willing to give everything, to die for us. And are we willing to really allow our lives to show, as the song said, that we love God, that we love Jesus? And so what a challenging thought and a challenging message for us today is to go and just remember that first love and to remember that question. What do you need to do to recapture? What do you need to do to remember? If Jesus were to write you a letter today, what would he write to you? Would it be a letter of love? So Franzi and Jenny, you guys come up and let me pray for you. And thank you guys for being here and sharing with us. What a joy it is to have you with us every third Sunday in February. Might as well just mark the calendar for next year. Let me pray for us, pray for them, and then we'll be dismissed for the day after the preview video for next week. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for Franzi and Jenny and their heart for you, their heart for Haiti, their heart for connecting Haitians with you. Thank you for the work that they're doing. Thank you for the people that you're surrounding them with. And thank you for allowing us as a church to be a partner with them in the ministry that you've given them and us to do together. As we leave today, thank you for the evidence in their lives of their clear love for you, their love for one another, and their love for their ministry. Allow that love to become infectious on us. And allow that love to spill over onto us. As we leave today, thank you for loving us. Thank you for allowing us to love you and us to allow us to love one another. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.